Place yourself in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, and close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath and relax. Concentrate, first of all, on your feet. On your legs. Now tighten them. Tighten your legs and your feet. Tight, tighter, now relax them. They are more relaxed now than they were before. Now concentrate on your torso, the torso of your body, which contains so many vital organs that help you through every single day of your life. Tighten the torso, your chest muscles, your stomach muscles. Now relax them. Now make a fist with both hands and tighten your hands and your arms. Now relax them. They are more relaxed than they were before. Tighten the muscles of your face, your chin, your jaw, your cheeks. Tighten them. Now relax them. Tighten the muscles around your eyes. They are so delicate. Tighten those eye muscles. Tighten them. Now relax them. This is a great feeling. Being relaxed is very comforting because it attunes our bodies, our minds, and our spirits to work together in cooperation and harmony. In this harmonious state of mind, it is in this state that we see the greater purpose of what we are doing and where we are going. You have been gifted with the power to create images. Imagine yourself as one with all things, and you are a part of the universe. See yourself as part of the whole, of all that is, of all that was, and of all that is to be. You are a part of it because you were created in spirit by the Divine Spirit. Everything that is, everything has the same source. There is only one source. That great source, that divine being, that wonderful, incomprehensible God, who is in all things, who is in me, and who is in you. The presence of God brings peace and harmony. Expect to feel this peace, to be at peace with God, to be in harmony with God. Expect harmony in your own life. In my friendships, in my family, with all my fellow workers and neighbors, I see cooperation, harmony, and assistance. I have sympathy, tolerance, understanding, comfort, and support for all people. I see the good in others. If everyone saw the good in each other, how beautiful, harmonious, how wonderful the world would be. I know that there have been people who have hurt you in the past, who have made your life difficult. But here and now, because of what you have learned from the great love of God, forgive all, forgive everyone. Say to yourself, I hold no grudge, I hold no hatred, I hold no resentment in my heart. I forgive, I love, I am a part of all. I want to be at peace and harmony with all. Imagine yourself with your worst enemy, or the person who causes you the most discomfort, the most difficulty, and see yourself forgiving that person and even sending a blessing to that person. Take your time. The beginning on the right path is forgiveness and harmony. It does not mean that we become very weak or submissive, that we back away from anything that calls for strength. A mild, meek person has great strength. Strength, which is given to the person who takes the time to speak in the name of justice, a time to uphold those who are weak, a time to defend those who do not know any better, to support those who need support. This is a mild strength. This is meek strength, and it is very powerful. There will be times for this kind of expression of strength. Today, we are concentrating on harmony within ourselves, harmony with God, harmony with others. I am one with all things, with all persons, I will hold my criticism. I will see the good in others. The first sign of real growth in my body, mind, and spirit is balanced growth through holistic meditation, which permits me to experience compassion and understanding for others, but especially to accept myself. I have been given a certain amount of time here on this earth. I do not know when that day will come when I make a change in direction or awareness. I do not know when that day will come when I will pass on to a life greater than this. Clearer than this life. I do not know when that call comes, but I shall be ready because I am now ready. And I shall always be ready. I am not afraid to face a loving God. I will consider each day a gift. It is as much a gift as coming out of a sleep each morning and rising to new life. Today I experience a new life, a new day. I see that as a gift, a period of time given to me to serve, to love, and to grow. I will take the time each day to meditate, which raises my awareness of reality. When I meditate, I see things more clearly. Because I take the time away from the rush of a busy world to relax, to gather my thoughts, yes, to focus my thoughts, to concentrate on my purpose, which is so easy to forget. We get caught up into material things and forget why we are here in this material world, surrounded by material things. Each day brings me greater harmony when I meditate. My whole being is attuned each time. I raise my vibrations. I make my ideals clearer. I know what I want. I know that I want to serve, I want to love, I want to give, and I must learn how to receive from others gracefully and in balance. Now take a few moments. As if you were God's hands and eyes, as if you were God, able to help others, what would you do to help others? And in these few moments, remember that God does work through you. What are you going to do today for others? I know that each person follows a different path toward the ideal, toward the vision they have of what they should be. May I walk my path, which is lightened by the Christ. In His light, may I see my way clearly and fulfill my purpose. O Lord, may I be filled with Your peace. In a moment, you're going to open your eyes with the feeling of excitement at the thought of the good that you are going to do today. This is your best day. Today is a great opportunity to apply what you believe. As you go along the daily road toward fulfillment and meaning. Now open your eyes. You are wide awake and ready to serve.